What do you remember about World War II?
Well, it was quite a momentous occasion. When I turned 20, I joined the Marine Corps and was in service for 26 months. And I was stationed in North Carolina, Camp Lejeune, and then I served in El Centro, California at the airstrip. When I first got there, they didn't have the airport finished. And so they didn't have light. They would have night flights that they would practice with these fighter planes. And so you had to take smudge pots, which are pots that are filled with kerosene, and they have a wick in them, like a big candle, so to speak. And you'd go by and light those at night when they were going to have flights. And then when they were all over, then you had a rag that was, oh, probably 3 feet long. Like an old towel, something like that. Mm-hmm. And you would drive along in a Jeep, and one would drive and the other one would sit in the passenger seat, and you'd go by these smudge pots and smack the wick to put them out. Sometimes you'd do that a couple of times during the night because they would do them, and then they'd take off and fly and be gone. And so that's when you had to work, because when they needed the lights on the airstrips.
Could you please tell me more about that?
Well, it was rather interesting in that I was sent to a mechanics school for about 6 months, and then transferred to El Centro and worked on a flight line where you fueled fighters. But that didn't last very long because the men started coming back from overseas. And when they came back to the jobs, then they took over those jobs, and then you'd move on to the less essential ones. So then I ended up working in, well, it was like a soda fountain would be now.